ओम शांति।
ओम शांति।
विश्व की आधार मूरत निर्भय आत्मा है।
We are the souls that support this world. We are
सदा निर्भय
fearless souls.
ये अत्यंत महत्वपूर्ण बात
है। Always being fearless. क्योंकि वेरी सिग्निफिकेंट
निर्भय आत्माएं रहती हैं, वो जीवन में कुछ खास करने की क्षमता रखती हैं।
द वन हु इज फियरलेस ऑलवेज हैव सम एफिशिएंसी ऑफ डूइंग सम स्पेशल। द वन इन हु बिकम्स एम्परर एंड एम्प्रेसेस In golden age, the first virtue that they have is fearlessness. The one who is fearless can run their household tax and sovereignty in a well, good way. In one book it was written that, fearlessness
अर्थात आंसू बहते रहते हैं
वो और the one who is always having tears in their eyes
दुखी होकर आंसू बहाते हैं
they feel sorrow in any situation and start getting tears in the world they say that the one who get who comes into fear that means they are dead Dying means that they cannot do anything in their life. Their life becomes devoid of any actions, any creativity. Their life becomes full of darkness. So, fear is for a sinful one. We are not doing any sins. We are doing service for human souls. We are doing charity. Then why do we fear? Fear is for thieves. We are not doing any theft. We are doing good for all humans. Then why we should have fear? So always be fearless and for being fearless few things have to be considered for in our life first thing is to become fearless the practice of soul is very needed very much needed Because by understanding oneself as a body, we start get fearing. The body is made of five elements. That is why when we understand that we are body, then we get fear that whether I will die or whether I will be diseased, I will get some illness. Like that fear comes. The soul is immortal and imperishable. Though once we understand that I am a soul, then always we will be fearless. And our stage also becomes strong, firm. In the world it is said that There is no biggest weapon than self-confidence. Because the one who is self-confident, they get courage and lot of strength. And with full of unbreakable strength, unbreakable courage, they can make any impossible to possible. In the world, there were many transformers who changed a lot. The thing that they had was self-confidence. They had power of mind. And because of power of mind, they also got power of wealth, power of people along with them. And that is why in their mission they were successful. That is why by being fearless, our strength increases. Our self-confidence increases. And the other thing is, to become fearless, always be in the form of knowing three aspects of time. At any time, if any situation comes, we come into any upheavals. We start get fearing. At that moment, God has given me a third eye. If we get that into practice, the third eye practice, if we start seeing three aspects of time, then whatever situation is in front of me, we can face that with full of confidence. If any situation comes, if we get fear, then the power to face that power becomes faded. I saw that and we all observed that in front of Brahma Baba in the initial times of Yajna, in the sacrificial fire, there were many big papers. Fire was also done. They kept fire for the building. They kept many obstacles, but Brahma Baba with one strength and one support, he crossed all the papers, and the result of it, we can see that the sacrificial fire is progressing so fastly. So this is why being fearless, we have to face obstacles. Many will be not confident about the future. They are worried about their future. No one should do any bad to me. Nothing should come bad to me. With this fear also, there is a lot of loss of us. That is why Baba said clearly, this confluence age is a beneficial age. There is no non-benefit thing that comes to you in this beneficial age. And one more thing is, whatever is predestined, that will be definitely done. No one can change it. And always remember that we Brahmin children, for us all Brahmin children, have always good will happen. So always have this in mind. So the third thing is to become always fearful. Practice this. That I am Shiv Shakti Pandav. Sisters, understand that I am combined with Shiva, Shiv Shakti, and brothers, understand that I am combined with the Pandav Pati Pandav. No obstacle can stay in front of me. By thinking that in this way, you can be fearless. In the path of devotion, if anyone get into fear, they used to say that read Hanuman Chalisa, because Hanuman is called the one who destroys the fear. But what is called, who is called as Hanuman? The one who will never be doubted. He is called as Hanuman. By having doubt, you get weakness. But by having faith, you will be successful. On the path of devotion, whatever action devotees used to perform, They used to say Jai Hanuman. So we also have to start every task with full of faith. With that, we can become destroyers of obstacles, destroyers of fears. And the fourth thing is to become fearless. Always understand that I am a spiritual soldier. In the world, the one who are soldiers, they are always fearless. Though there are some storms through the water, through the rain, on the human souls, the soldiers will don't care about their even their own lives, but they face many troubles and they save them. Their slogan is, do or die. In the soldiers, if they observe that, the head of the soldiers, if they observe that it's the time to battle, they say that the one who is weak-hearted, they leave the battle, and the one who is strong-hearted, be in the battle. Then only we can gain in the battle. So that is why we should never be feared with the Maya, with a lot of strength, lot of courage, face Maya. Baba has given us many divine weapons. By bringing them into practice, we always be victorious. By understanding ourselves as a spiritual soldier, the courage will be constant, will be persistent. That never fear will wander in front of us, around us. And the other thing is to always be fearless, always keep Baba in your company. Always understand that the Almighty Authority is with me. No one can fade even my move even my hair strand. In the world it is said that the one who is no one can make them die, no one can shake us, that one is with me. Though the obstacles may be very big, at that time God is with us. So always experience the company of God. When we get into fear, that will be affected to with our body. The more fearless we are, the body becomes healthy. The effect of fear will be, bad effect of fear will be on the body and also on the mind. If any situation comes, the storm of waste thoughts come in such a way that the soul's powers will be destroyed and mind become weak. And along with that, the effect of that will be on our body too. Some psychotherapist have experimented that they have taken some goats. They kept some goats in front of a garden and they kept some other goats in front of a lion which is in the cage. And they started feeding two sides of goats in a good way. And after a few months when they saw the goats in front of whom there was a garden, they became very healthy. And they observed that the goats in front of which the lion was there, the caged lion was there, They were very weak because in their conscience it was there. In their conscience there was a fear that though I am eating so much, this lion can eat me any time. So because of that fear, that goat's health got affected, and they were very thin and unhealthy. So whatever we think, that will be affected to the body, and fear will affect the mind. So always chant the mantra of Manmana Bhav. Always stay in the mantra of Manmana Bhav. In the Manmana Bhav mantra, we can get full powers from Almighty Authority. One thing that we have to keep attention is, fear will never allow me to become nearer to Baba and dearer to Baba. So the more I practice the Manmana Bhav mantra, then many obstacles may come, but we become fearless. By having God sustenance, still in the God sustenance, if I will not be fearless, then when I will be fearless? Think about it. So in the whole day, always stay in the company of the Almighty Authority. If we think that I am alone, then you can feel emptiness and fearness. If Almighty Authority is with me, then there will be no fear. The one who pushes away all the vices, all the ghosts that Lord is front of me, then why should I be fearful? So always be blissful in the company of Almighty Authority, whether it may be in the form of mother, father or friend. Baba says that I am always ready for 24 hours. I am ready to give you company for 24 hours. My task is to always be in your company. Baba says such. But if I have a doubt that whether Baba will accompany or not, and with that doubt, if you start doing any task single-handed, at that time if any situation comes, then we come into fear. Baba promised few years before that in whichever child, in whichever situation, if they call out Baba from heart, then the thousand-handed Baba will be present in front of you, and he gives you so much power that you can cross that situation easily. So this is Baba's saying. So take full benefit of Baba's sayings. Because always remember that I am an ancestor soul. I am the support of this Kalpa tree. I am a matured soul. No fear can come to me. I am the main. I am the first. After seed, there is importance of the seed, but the main branch of tree, I am the support of the whole tree. If there is any disease in the roots or the seed, it will be prevailed in the whole tree. If the roots are firm, if the roots are good and seed is good, it will be prevailed in the whole tree. It can give goodness to the whole tree. So we are the support of this whole Kalpa tree. If we have the illness of fear, then that illness can be spreaded in the whole Kalpa tree. So it is our responsibility to liberate everyone with the fear, from the fear. It is said that every star has its own world. It is not about physical stars, it is about our soul's story. Many souls come in contact with us, whether it is in the form of relations, in the form of devotees, but they get that vibrations. Our every thought effect will be on all the souls. So by being fearless, if we always think positive, we can be helpful in moving all the souls move forward. During this corona period, in everyone's heart there is a fear that I may not get corona. So this is why they have fear to go to Baba's center. It is that if you go to Baba's center, Baba's home, then Baba will definitely take care of you. So being fearless, go to Baba's home and take full sustenance from Baba. There should be 0% doubt and 100% attention. The SMS that we got from government and doctors, that we have to get that into practical. SMS means, S means social distancing, M means mask, S and third S means sanitizing. If you follow this SMS, then there will be no effect of corona on anyone. So always take the full advantage of Baba's gathering. Our teachers are inviting us, Baba is inviting us, and keep that illness at one side and take full sustenance from Baba's home. By being fearless, liberated from fear, there will be lot of speediness in our purushartha, in our spiritual efforts. When mind is free of fear, then we can experience intoxication and happiness, and we get the wings of zeal and enthusiasm and can experience beautiful experiences in meditation. And the speediness will be increased in spiritual efforts. So we are not only images of support of this world, but also the support images of making the world progress, move forward. So it's a very big responsibility on us to be always fearless. Yogi will never be fear, will never come into fear. Because a yogi always practice being bodiless. So that is why they are always fearless. Human beings' big fear is about dying. What is meant dying? Being detached from body is dying. We are practicing that from many times. For world, it's the biggest thing, but for us, being detached from the body is the smallest thing. And one more important thing is, there is a great link between purity and fearlessness.
की प्रॉपर्टी हमारे पास है,
the affected, the soul is affected, Maya's war can be done on the soul which is affected, and if there are any guilty feelings, if we start removing them, then there will be no attacking of Maya, and we can always be fearless. So it is important to imbibe fearlessness in our lives. If there is fearlessness in confluent sage, then that virtue can be helpful for the whole kalpa, and we will be always progressing. So the Almighty Authority's father's company is always there.
We
may think that someone can steal my fortune. If someone can steal my service, so that my fortune will be decreased. Always have in attention that no one can count the stars in the sky, and no one can steal my fortune. No one's strength is there to steal my fortune. So this is why, by being in God's company, always be fearless and always sparkle the fortune, star of fortune. So our main thing is always be fearless, because we are the children of God, Master God. The child of a lion is also a lion. So God's children are always, Almighty God's children are always fearless. So make a firm thought that I'll never come in fear, and remove the fear from the seed and finish it. The more I imbibe this elevated virtue, elevated elevated thing of being fearless. Baba says that child, never be fearful, always face Maya with lot of courage, because it is not just that we have to do self progress, but also we have to help many souls. That is why imbibing fearlessness is very important. So for few moments, experience now that we sit in front of Almighty God in the Supreme Abode, and take power from that Supreme Abode and give that power to all the souls in the world. So absorb.
मुश्किल।